Just to end with one ha'ara. One ha'ara. We mentioned Super Raid. So just to end with one ha'ara that you did Nafshi Reb Levi Chomsky shared with me. And that is a Dover Nifla B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara said on the bottom of the Yomid, the last Gemara that we learned, that David HaMelech was very, very bizarre. He was bizarre. In fact, he even talked about this tsar. The pasuk says, "Al shmoyne meyos chalo bepamechos." So, what exactly was he referring to? So, says the Gemara, David HaMelech, when he used to go out and he would fight. David was a warrior, and when he would fight wars, say he would be zayrek chetz, he would shoot an arrow, and he was able to kill 800 people. But he was very disappointed. You know why? Because he felt, why can I only kill 800? I want to be able to kill 1,000. I'm short 200. Well, what is 1,000? The chsiv eicha yirdayv echad elef. Because you see, there's a concept of Echel will be able to be right of Elif. Yotza Baskel Amr Baskel came out and said, "Rak bidvar Uriah Hachiti." You want to know what this is about? This is about Uriah Hachiti. The Vilna Gaon left over, as we know, countless ksavim. The Vilna Gaon wrote literally al kol ha'Torah kula. And after the Vilna Gaon passed away in the year 1797, the Vilna Gaon's sons, Rabbi Avram ben Hagra, who was very, very famous, and his son Rab Leib ben Hagra, so they took it upon themselves that they were going to be matfis, and they would put together all the different ksavim of the Hilagatata of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Avram ben Hagra, however, he passed away prematurely. He died at the age of 43, several years after the Vilna Gaon had passed away, and as a result, he left this work unfinished. So after he passed away, his own son, who was the Vilna Gaon's grandson, whose name was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, he took it upon himself that he's going to start working on printing all the ksavim that his Zayda left over. He was a Rav in Slonim, and that's why he was known as Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Mislonim, but he wasn't from the Rebbe's in Slonim, but he was from very, very Litvish Yichas. He was literally a Ben Achaben. His father was Rabbi Avram Ben Agra. His Zayda was not other than the Vilna Gaon. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Mislonim, he took upon himself to put out the Vilna Gaon Sfarim. And one of the Sfarim that he worked on was the Bir HaGron Shulchan Aruch. Epic Sheba, epic Sheba, epic. Literally, the Bir HaGron. And he wrote a Hakdama. He wrote a Hakdama to the Bir HaGron. So Rabbi Levi pointed me to this Hakdama. And he said, if you go through the Hakdama, first of all, every word here is golden. Now you can imagine. So, I mean, this is a Hakdama that he's writing about his Seda. And in the middle of the Hakdama, he talks about how the Vilna Gaon was a Makatzer. Right, we know the Kitzer of the Vilna Gaon was very, very legendary. So the Vilna Gaon was very Makatzer. And he talks about why he was Makatzer. And he says the Vilna Gaon thought it was a sign of Chachma, that real Chachamim know how to be Makatzer. And he says that's what Rav meant, because he held that Derech HaChachma is to talk by Derech Kitzara. This is the way it is. And historically, it was always that way. And he said the Vilna Gaon was a very, very medactic in every single word that he wrote and every syllable that came out of his mouth. It was done b'tachlis hadiktok. That's always the way it was. And he said, not just that, but when he learned Chazal, he approached it with the same sensitivity. He understood that Chachamim are mekatzer. So that sometimes you'll go through a piece in the Rishonim and it looks like it's written by Richos. It's really b'kitzer and really the real estate is so valuable. Every word and every letter is worth so much that you have to be meshayer it properly with that sensitivity, understanding there isn't an extra word, there isn't an extra letter. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the Enochel, the Gaon, said that's the way the Gaon used to learn all Divrei Chazal. And not only Divrei Chazal, he said that's why he used to learn Rishonim. He said, Loizu Divrei Chazal. But Afsu Rashi, V'chol G'doyle Meforshei HaKadmoinim. Hoye Muchzik L'daitoi. He had an attitude, Chein Chocham Moitzi Mitachas Yodai Dover Ois She'enu Mesukim Mechumen. There's nothing that's ever written that's out of context. Every single word has a cheshbon. And then he said, I'll give you an example where the Vilna Gaon went to great lengths to be Miyashiv a Diyak in a Rashi that I don't know if anyone would have even made. What's that Diyak? It's the last Rashi in today's daf. In Masechtas Ma'akon, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Let's see Rashi. The Gemara says that David HaMelech felt very, very bad because when he would shoot an arrow, he would kill 800 people. He wanted to kill 1,000 because he knew the bracha was Eichel Yirdev Echad Elef, and he felt that the bracha wasn't being Nesgayim. So what happened? Yotza Baskel came out and said, "Rak Bidvar Uriah Hachiti." You want to know why you're only able to kill 800 and not 1,000? It's because of Uriah Hachiti. So Rashi says three words. Zok Tehilga Rashi. Bidvar Uriah Hachiti, not Luloy Masayim. It's because of the chet with Uriah Hachiti. Because David HaMelech had killed Uriah Hachiti, right, makes sense. Why would it be Uriah, not Batsheva? Because it's Midr Keneged Midr. Usually, when Chazal talk about the Chet of David, they refer more to the Chet of Batsheva. But over here, it's like a Midr Keneged Midr. He killed Uriah Hachiti, so it's for that reason he didn't have the ability to kill 1,000 people. So it was because of what happened Uriah Hachiti, it's for that reason, not Luloy Masayim. 200 were taken away from him. So the Vilna Gaon made a Diyuk Niflo. Again, it doesn't sound like a Diyuk, but if you think about it, it's an incredible Diyuk. Rashi says, not Luloy Masayim. You know what's implied from Rashi? What's implied from Rashi is that before the Maisa with Uriah Hachiti, David HaMelech really was able to kill 1,000. But it's Bidvar Uriah Hachiti that now all of a sudden 200 were taken away from him. And the Gaon said, how did Rashi know that? Mechateisi. Mechateisi. Maybe previously Rashi wasn't really, David HaMelech wasn't really on the level where he'd been able to do it. And then Bidvar Uriah Hachiti, later he would have been on the Madrega, but because of Uriah Hachiti, he wasn't able to. Rashi says that Bidvar Uriah Hachiti not Luloy Masayim. As if to say there was a time where he was able to kill 1,000, but now because of what happened with Uriah Hachiti, now suddenly 200 were taken away. So the Vilna Gaon said like this. He said there's two psukim in Nach that talk about David HaMelech's ability to go ahead and kill. There's a pasuk in Shoiftim Perikei where the pasuk says, no, that's the wrong pasuk. That was earlier in the daf. The pasuk is in Shmuel Beis. It's Perik Chav Beis. It's pasuk Mem Dalet. The pasuk says, Vatifalteni Meirivei Ami, Tishmireni L'Roish Goyim, Am Lo Yodati, Yavduni. So the pasuk says, Vatish, that the falteini mirivei ami, people were fighting with me. Tishmireni l'roish goyim, am lo yadati yavduni. The word that's used is tishmireni l'roish goyim. There's another pasuk, and this pasuk is in Tehillim. It's Perik Yudches, where the pasuk says the falteini mirivei am, tisimeni l'roish goyim, am lo yadati yavduni. It's the same exact pasuk. The first pasuk says tishmireni l'roish goyim. The second pasuk says tisimeni l'roish goyim. Why in one pasuk it is tishmireni, and the other pasuk it is tis? So the Vilna Gaon said that the word Tishmereni, the Gematria, is exactly 1,000. Tishmereni is the Gematria 1,000. He said the word Tisimeni is Chaser the Resh, which means it's Gematria 800. He said the Pasnik in Shmuel Beis, that Pasnik happened before Dvar Uriah Hachiti. And then he was Tishmereni the Rosh Gaon. He wasn't just the Rosh Gaon, but he was Tishmereni the Rosh Gaon. Tishmereni is Begematria Elef, it's Begematria 1,000, and the remez was that he was Echad, who was able to go ahead and kill 1,000 people. As opposed to in Tehillim, it wasn't Tishmereni, it was Tisimeni. Tisimeni is not Gematria 1,000, it's Gematria 800. And this is a remez to the fact that he was able to kill now only 800 people. But said the Vilna Gaon, in Tishmereni L'Rosh Gaon, you see that there was a time where David HaMelech was able to kill 1,000. And that's what Rashi knew, and Rashi B'Lush Shoinoi Hazov said, Bidvar Uriah Hachiti, not Luloy Masayim. That it was because of Uriah Hachiti that 200 were taken away from him. How did Rashi know 200 were taken away? Maybe he never had the 200. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, who was the enikel of the Gaon, said, I heard from my Zayda, that my Zayda said that this is how we know. Because he was medayik the chiluk between Tishmereni and Tisimeni. And Rashi was bothered, why the Shinoi Alosha? Why only that word? There must be a difference. You know what the difference is? The difference is in the Ois Reish. If that's the case, there's a raya that it was 1,000 previously. So this not Luloy Masayim, which is a diik, which is a Rashi that everybody would just run through, said Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the Gaon understood as a pshat. And not only did he say a pshat based on a gematria and based on a diik nifla that you have to be the Vilna Gaon to be able to chap a difference between these two psukim that are talking literally about this, that David is L'Roish Gaon, and that was his way of making his point in his Hakdama to the Bir Hagra, that the Vilna Gaon was so mekatzer because he had such chashivas for every word, and that's the way he learned. When he learned to Rishon, he learned thinking that the Rishon was also equally as mekatzer, and every single word was done with a tremendous cheshbon and a tremendous diktok.